Places of worship, true art treasures. The Cathedral of Gemona, the outside. When you arrive in front of the cathedral, you are caught by the suspicion that Gemona citizens have sculpted it from Mount Glimine, which is back there. But it is not so. No one knows when it was built. Every time that some cataclysm was raging against it, they refurbished it. It happened in the late 13th century. Magister Johannes renewed the facade and presbytery and rebuilt the right nave. Other interventions took place over the centuries, and the 13th-14th century facade, rebuilt in 1825-29 with considerable modifications, did not undergo changes with the works after the destruction of 1976. The complex includes works that Johannes preserved in the restoration, a Roman relief with spouses, 3rd century AD on the perimeter wall, on the facade, the Porto Lunette, the early medieval cross, a Christ on the throne, on the bell tower, Eve and Adam on the entrance sides. Of the master, you see the beam with the apostles above the portal, the telamons of the churchyard entrance and the angels on their pilasters. The Virgin and saints and the crucifixion come out of his workshop. 40 years later, the facade is completed by Giovanni Grillo, who in 1329 illustrates two epiphanic stories in the gallery: the adoration of the Magi, who bring gifts to little Jesus, and their dream with the angel, who urges them not to return to Herod. Then, Grillo charms everyone with Saint Christopher and the Child, an extraordinary sculpture, 7 meters high, in 1331. The beautiful facade ends with the marvelous rose window of Master Buzzetta, which recalls and enriches the wonderful play of the interwoven arches of the two minor rosettes. On the right side of the factory there are the elegant star-shaped rose window above the side entrance, an arch vault of Master Johannes, Christ among the Evangelists symbol, a 13th century sarcophagus under the second side entrance. The Hypogeum Rooms. Excavations along the southern side of the cathedral to consolidate the foundations after 1976 have shown that the external walls of the rooms below the sacristy reach the level of the nearby road that enters the city from Porta Udine, 8 meters below the churchyard. These premises, a testimony of the history of the cathedral and its stratifications, were organized in a charming archaeological itinerary. A small atrium with the 13th-14th century fragments leads to the Chapel of Saints Michael and John the Baptist, frescoed by Niccolò di Marcuccio, a painter documented since the 1340s. The next room, interesting the crucifixion of 1473, housed the ancient ossuary under the floor. A campaign conducted by volunteers allowed the extraction and screening of 180 cubic meters of materials, the recovery of bones and various personal effects, and revealed the entire structure, the lower part of an ancient tower, up to the foundations. In the freed compartment, accessed through a spiral staircase, numerous bones have been placed in a touching exhibition. Among the objects found, the most significant are exhibited on the ground floor of the Museo della Pieve. The nearby cathedral lapidarium preserves the worked stones saved from the 1976 destruction. The Cathedral of Venzone, the outside, and the Sacillum of Saint Michael Archangel. The works for the rebirth of St. Andrew Cathedral in Venzone, destroyed between May and September 1976 and risen again stone by stone, confirmed that the site hosted a church already in the middle of the 6th century, enlarged at the end of the millennium and renewed in the middle of the 13th century. The demographic and economic growth of the city pushed Venzone citizens to build in 1300 a new church under the direction of Magister Johannes. The new architecture, set on a T-shaped plan, grew with a severe but very elegant Gothic imprint, with 3 apses, flanked on the outside by the twin towers, one of which is unfinished, overlooking the airy transept. The building is decorated with sculptures. You can admire the original composition of Magister Johannes, Christ enthroned between the symbols of the Evangelist and Saints Peter and Andrew victorious over their persecutors, and of Giovanni Grillo, the Annunciation. On the lunette of the western portal, the beautiful crucifixion by Giovanni Grillo, and the porch by Master Scacco. On the southern portal, a coronation of the Virgin. The other external sculptures can be traced back to the young Grillo and Johannes' assistants. Opposite the facade is the Romanesque chapel of Saint Michael Archangel. Once destined to host the bodies waiting for the funeral and burial, it now preserves in the crypt the mummified remains of some deceased coming from the family tombs inside the cathedral. From the first discovery of the mid-17th century, the exhumed mummies of Vinzone are 40 and are still the subject of biological and anthropological studies. Some scholars believe that the mummification was caused by the antibiotic mold Hypha bombicina, PEARS, while others believe that the particular microclimatic conditions of the cathedral subsoil have allowed the rapid loss of liquids and the desiccation of the soft tissues of the body. Inside the cathedral, Johannes' collaborators have also embellished the interior with sculptures, angels, telemons, and caryatids to the vaults and figured capitals. Other works belong to anonymous artists, such as the 15th century crucifix, belong to Antonio Tironi, San Mauro, the 1500s, to Bernardino Gaggini, the baptismal front, stoops, early 16th century, and to artists from beyond the Alps, the Pietà, Morning of Christ, 15th and 16th century. And a modern work by Franco Maschio, very touching, the tribute to the earthquake victims. In addition to testimonies of the first half of the 13th century, in the cathedral you can admire important 14th century paintings, some of which are contemporaries to the 1338 consecration. Other later works turn out to be by collaborators of Vitale da Bologna, active in Friuli in 1348-49. Of the same period is the consecration of the cathedral, which depicts, as in a souvenir photo, a moment of the solemn liturgy celebrated by the Aquileian patriarch Bertrando on 2 August 1338. The organ with mechanisms of the great Venetian organ builder Antonio Callido will cheer you up during the visit. Sanctuary of Saint Anthony and Anthonian Museum Renato Raffaelli. Saint Anthony, the saint of miracles who has many devotees in every corner of the globe, spent some time in Gemona in 1227, establishing the Franciscan convent and building a chapel dedicated to the Virgin Mary. After his death in 1231, a sanctuary was built here, consecrated in 1248 for the famous Basilica del Santo in Padua. The church, an uninterrupted goal of pilgrimages, was destroyed by the earthquake of 1976 and rebuilt in modern forms designed by Domenico Bortolotti in 1987, who wanted to reproduce the deformations caused by a seismic wave in the wide roofing, saving, however, what remained of ancient. This is how you can still see part of the Virgin's Chapel with fragments of a 14th century Annunciation. The Chapel of the Rosary, with frescoes and large canvases by Melchior Widmar, a Swiss painter active in Gemona in the second half of the 17th century and guest of the convent. Altarpieces and paintings by Friulian and Venetian authors. You can also admire the stained glass windows by Arrigo Potts, dedicated to Saint Francis, Saint Anthony, and the Franciscan saints. Traces of late 13th century frescoes in the sacristy were also saved as the rich heritage of gratitude and popular piety witnessed by hundreds of ex-votos to the saint, collected in the adjacent rooms and along the axis to the cell of Saint Anthony, rebuilt with the original design. In the sanctuary basements are organized the exhibition spaces of the Anthonian Museum, in the name of Renato Raffaelli of Gemona, which contains paintings by Friulian, Venetian, and Italian artists, including Paolo Cavazzola, Pomponio Malteo, Giulio Urbanis, Giuseppe Cosattini, Giulio Cesare Procaccini, Alexander Marchesini. Many canvases are by Melchior Widmar. Among the works of sculpture, you can admire the Madonna Bella in carved, painted, and gilded wood, an excellent work from the end of the 14th century, from the school of Salzburg, as well as statues, reliquaries, and liturgical furnishings. The museum also houses paintings of the former St. Anne's Friary in Koper, once belonging to the Venetian province of the Friars Minor. Among the most interesting works are the works by Benedetto Carpaccio, Girolamo and Francesco da Santa Croce, Bartolomeo Vivarini, Palma il Giovane, Lorenzo Pedrini, Stefano Celesti. Small treasures in the area. On the hill of St. Martin, Artegna, there is the homonymous church of 700 or 800 years ago, although an early medieval marble slab decorated with lambs carrying the cross suggests that it should be older. Inside, there are Giampaolo Tanner's frescoes from the 1500s and an angel wind vane on the bell tower of the 1600s. The 19th century church of Santa Maria Nascente is not far away, with a 16th century crucifix and frescoes by the Venetian Sebastiano Santi. Other paintings are by 19th and 20th century Friulian artists. The ancient church of Santo Stefano in Clama, on the slopes of Mount Faet, preserves interesting fragments of frescoes, the oldest of the 11th century, and some stones decorated with geometric reliefs belonging to a Lombard or Carolingian Plutius. In Montenars, on the facade of the Church of St. Helena, rebuilt to the design of Augusto Romano Burelli, two keystones are inserted, hand on the cross and Agnus Dei, assignable to the 14th-15th century, while on the summit of Mount Quarnan, the reborn Little Church of the Redeemer, designed by Umberto Antonelli, has an energetic resurrected Christ on the facade by Giovanni Patat of Artegna. Among the churches that Gemona could save, some still preserve interesting artistic expressions. Others preserve works from different locations. This is the case of the Church of St. Michael, rebuilt next to Porta Udine, which has become the reliquary of detached frescoes dating from the 14th to the 17th century. And it is also the case of the Church of the Beata Vergine di Fossale, philologically reconstructed, which preserves its altar, containing the image of the Nursing Madonna and houses an altar, contemporary paintings, and a very valuable 13th century crucifix. In the hamlet of Ospedaletto, the earthquake brought to light the two layers of frescoes that decorated a church of Ogni Santi. They date back to the late 14th and early 15th centuries and can be traced back to late local imitators of Vitale da Bologna. Other churches allow you to see the corners of the ancient Gemona. In the historic center, Santa Maria delle Grazie, arranged as a ruin, and San Rocco, rebuilt where it was and as it was. On the ancient Celtic path towards the north, the Romanesque church of Sant'Agnese in Monte. In Bordano you will find only one ancient relic. It stands on the summit of Mount San Simeone, and is the eponymous little church destroyed by renovations which shaved its architectural profile only. In Trasagis, a real pearl is the Church of San Michele dei Pagani, a unique building adhering to a rock wall that forms part of the perimeter, which boasts a 14th century fresco with the Archangel Michael committed to weighing the soul of a deceased. The reference to the pagans should probably be read, here as in the small church of San Fedele dei Pagani in the village of Piverno, as an indication that the church belonged to the Lombards before their conversion from Arianism. Some of the churches of Vinzone, arisen extramania in ancient times, have been rebuilt, often by volunteers, saving and proposing again the expressions of faith and art that still make them small treasures. The Church of Saints James and Anne, already existing in the Carolingian age, was proposed again with the recomposition of its pictorial and sculptural decorations, Frescoes of the lunette, of the triumphal arch, and the presbytery attributable to Vitale's artists of the second half of the 14th century. Sculptures of the hall and the portal, sculptures and later paintings by Friulian and artists from beyond the Alps. The commitment of volunteers made it possible to reconstruct the 14th century church of Sant'Antonio d'Abate, and the interior decorations both on the triumphal arch and in the presbytery, frescoes by Gaspare Negro. Together with other works, including a wooden sculpture of the Holy Abbot, there are also some recent works by Federico Papi and Davide Clonfero and Antonio Zinutti of Venzone. Also, the change of Saint Catherine with the 15th century mystical marriage of the saint in the hall, with fragments of 15th century frescoes in the presbytery and the statue of the saint by Antonio d'Incaroio, was reborn thanks to a group of local volunteers. Polychrome glass windows and painted banners are by Davide Clonfero. Similar feelings animated the volunteers who rebuilt the Church of Saint Lucia, where the destroyed frescoes of the presbytery vault were placed in 1991 by copies of the brothers Antonio and Livio Pascolo of Venzone. At the hamlet of Portisnuova, stop and admire a magnificent late 13th century crucifix in the new Paris church and the elegant octagonal small church of Santa Maria del Carmine from the early 17th century.